episode of Thick and Tired. I am Cassidy, and joining me is the beautiful Gia, Leah, and Corinne. Hello. And today we have a really fun episode in store for you. I am dragging my ass a little bit today, girl ladies, because I am in so much pain right now. I have my period so bad, and I'm sitting on a piece of cardboard.
Handflow's a knockin'.
For the handflow.
Handflow's not welcome this month.
Handflow is here, and she's kicking my ass. So I had my Celsius. I said a Hail Mary. Let's dive right into it. So I was thinking, instead of doing our little Jeopardy facts today, I was doing my makeup this morning, and I don't like how it came out today. My face is looking a little crusty.
I think it looks
so
nice.
Really? Well, look a little harder. But thank you.
Let me put my glasses on.
I was thinking to myself, what is everyone's favorite beauty product? Let's go down the line. I'm going to start and say that I cannot walk out of my house without my L'Oreal Telescopic Carbon Black Mascara. It has been around since I have been in middle school, and I am 30. I will be 37 years old.
So, like, since the dinosaurs.
So, since the Tyrannosaurus Rexes. And it's weird because I've been going to, like, CVS. Every time, like, I always, like, restock on it a couple months. They don't have them in CVS anymore or, like, Walgreens or any of the, what do you call it, like, the chains. So I have to get it on Amazon.
What?
And really? It comes in, and it looks like it's, like, crap. Like, the box is crap. And I think they're getting rid of it, and they can't get rid of it because it's the best mascara ever.
I mean, you know, sometimes you just gotta move with the
time. I'm noticing
because
nothing else works.
The stores like that, like CVS, Walgreens, and stuff, don't have as much of the makeup in stock when I go to get it.
But it's like ridiculous. Like everyone's like, "Oh, use the Better Than Sex mascara," or like, but all those big like Dior, like it doesn't work.
It's worth it to do the drugstore mascaras, honestly.
100%.
100.
I don't use mascara. I have lashes.
She doesn't use mascara. Anyway, so L'Oreal Telescopic Mascara, my favorite beauty product. Gia.
Hard question, but honestly, I've been loving the Rare Beauty Concealer. It's such an amazing consistency. It's thick, but it spreads, and it doesn't feel thick. It doesn't feel chunky. I'm not wearing it today. I'm wearing Milani. I'm not the biggest fan.
We
it feels chalky. Love it nice and thick, and I'm not tired of it, I'll tell you. But I've been loving the Rare Beauty Concealer. It just blends so beautifully. I just use it everywhere, and I just want to eat it.
Is that Selena Gomez?
That is Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
I also really like her highlighter as well. I just got it, and it reminds me of this old MAC highlighter I've had for about 35 years because I stole it from my mother, and I'm absolutely obsessed with it. And I got it in a different color in the Rare Beauty, and it's just beautiful. Anyways.
Your makeup does always look really pretty.
Thank you.
Because you're young. You got that youthful skin.
Yeah. My mommy was a makeup artist when I was little.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So she taught me everything she knew. And then I used to go through her little makeup kits, and I would just go crazy in them. I wouldn't, like, do it on myself, but I just love staring at the products.
I
in the packaging.
That. I could definitely see
you
that.
You know, I just like to stare.
Wow. Speaking of pretty, Leah, bitch, what's your favorite beauty product?
I really can't live without a cream contour.
Ooh,
I used to always do the powders, and it changed, like, the game when I started doing the cream contours, because it really, like, if you're going to shape your face, you have to use a cream contour.
Which one do you use? Because I use powder. I use the Anastasia. What is it? I use that chick's, and it's like, I can't use powder because I think that's why my face looks a little crusty.
Yeah, I don't actually know the brand. I would have to go home and, like, look it up.
Let me know.
But it comes in, like, that little, like, tin can, and it's just, like, a stick. On one end, it has a little brush, and the other hand, it's, like, the...
Yeah.
You just smear it on your face wherever you want it. And it's really great. Yeah.
Let a girl know.
Yeah, I'll let
you know. Anastasia has a cream contour. It's very good.
Yeah, they have the whole kit.
Yeah,
I gotta use a cream because I'm using the powder. I'm really not feeling it these days. Corinne Fantolino Palizzi, what's your favorite go-to makeup product?
I have many, but my favorite that I've used for such a long time is the Sunday Riley, the CEO Glow. It's like an oil, and I put on my face every day. And
Sam, amazing. Who works here, told me about Sunday Riley.
Sunday Riley is an amazing brand, and I just love the way my skin feels. And as you get older, you want to make sure that you're always hydrated. Like, make sure you're wearing sunscreen every day now, because otherwise you will wreck your skin when you are older. So
I never wear sunscreen on my face.
You really should, because it really helps.
Ever.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm redoing my Botox on Saturday.
Oh.
I get it, like, every 4 or 5 months, and I thought I was going to get pregnant this month, but I didn't, so...
Wait,
I told
can
my
you
husband
not going, get Botox if
you can't get
pregnant?
Botox if you're pregnant.
Wow. Really?
Yeah,
I did
don't
not know
why.
This. Fun
I
fact.
I mean, I guess because, like, you're putting... My mom's like, you're putting poison in your face. And I'm like, all right, relax.
Wow.
This is a foreign
I'm like,
body.
I don't want to look like your husband, so I got to get these wrinkles taken care of.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I want to talk.
Or your father.
Or your father. Yeah. When I'm shooting this shit with Tara, I got to be like, listen, this is the jeans that you guys gave me. My 11s right here are hurting. Like, no, goodbye.
Maybe you should get some sunscreen.
Okay.
Get the Elf one. The Elf right. Glow. It's really nice. I like it. It's also my makeup primer.
A lot of people talk about that.
Yeah, it's like a dupe of the Super Goop or whatever I think. I really like
Elf
it.
It's
really
good.
Affordable.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? And it's good shit, I heard.
Yeah. They really stepped it up. Their cream contour is really good. I also use that. You should get the Elf ones.
What is it? Eyes, lips, face?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe I'll give it a shot when I go to the store later with Scarlett. Oh, wait. No, I'm not because she's awful in stores. Anyway, so I came across this really funny article online all about wedding icks. And it, like, inspired me because I thought, yeah, these are icky. And then I thought of my own wedding icks. So I want to read them off one by one. I want to get everyone's opinion on them. Some are a little controversial. Some still happen to this day. Some are, like, an absolute no. Like, no one's doing this shit anymore at their weddings. But the first one, I'm sure you all can guess. What is the first wedding ick? When you think of wedding ick, what's the first thing that comes to the mind?
Crickets.
Are you fucking kidding me, guys?
Garter toss.
Yes, Corinne. The garter toss.
Oh, yeah.
So the garter toss was number one on the list. The whole striptease, the genuine pony song, and then taking the garter off with the groom taking the garter off with his teeth.
Ew. I've never witnessed that in person.
Yeah. I have.
Yes.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, I have too.
Oh, I mean,
it's so uncomfortable. I've seen at weddings where the girl was like physically like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Like this is like, it was, and it's so uncomfortable to watch.
Yes.
When she's like, no. And they're just like, you know, you have to do it. You have to do it. Like it's, I actually never went up there to like catch it. Cause I was like, I never want to catch it. Cause I didn't really care about getting married.
I never
want to
do that.
Well, I never wanted to. No. It's so lame.
So what happens is the girl, the bride tosses the bouquet to a bachelorette, all right? Then the groom goes and takes off the garter on the bride. You don't know this, Gia, because you're five.
Yeah, no.
And then after that, the groom tosses the garter, and the poor bachelorette that caught the bouquet now has to sit down on that chair, and that asshole random guy who caught the garter has to go and place it on her leg. So
up her leg, literally up on her thigh.
Like, welcome to the gynecologist appointment.
And they always make it like so dramatic and like so porny and just it's so bad.
It's wild.
It's really terrible.
You know, I gotta say something that really later on in this episode we have some comments to talk about, but it just really gets me because it's like you want to watch that pornographic nonsense in front of you, in front of little Nana.
You didn't do that at your wedding, did you?
Hell no.
Oh,
no.
I was like, hold on a second.
No, but you don't want to be doing that in front of Nana. But then everyone gets all riled up about it. Meanwhile, you can't have a dress with a plunge, but you can have this man going up, multiple men going up multiple skirts.
Well, that's the thing. Like back in the day, it was like a classic wedding thing, you know?
Classic. Yes.
And I think that like probably in the 2000s, it just got like super raunchy because everyone was just like a raunchy person like then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
this was happening way before. Like, did I do that at my wedding?
No, you didn't do it at your wedding. Absolutely I did not do it at my wedding. No one does it these days except...
Who?
All right, I have to tell you. And it was funny as hell. So I had a couple. I'm not going to say their names, but they... And if they are listening to this, they're going to love that I mentioned it. So they wanted to do it. I was like... I said to my bride, I'm like, when we were going over her reception timeline, I'm like, are you doing... I'm like, I see that you want to do the garter toss. She's like, oh, hell yeah, I want to do that. I'm like, really? So she didn't make the girl that caught her bouquet sit and do it, but she wanted her husband to go and get her garter in front of people. So like this, he was a cutie, like
totally different.
Before they did it, he ran to the bridal suite and I had to put detachable sleeves on him. He had to change his shirt and the shirt was detachable sleeves because what they did, they played the genuine song,
right.
And the groomsmen came up and they ripped his sleeves off and his arms were showing. It actually, it was really, really, really funny. And it wasn't
too... They made it into like a skit.
They made it into a skit, but some people like...
That's totally different.
Yes, it's wild. And
they weren't like subjecting some poor girl to like a non-consensual activity.
Oh, gosh. Right, but like back in the day, like when my parents got married like 40 years ago, like people didn't, like the grandmas would just be like, yay, like get the fuck out of here.
How far can you get her hand
anyway,
into her vajay?
Right? Yeah. You open up one. No, anyway.
Because that was like, honestly, like I've been to weddings where like that was the joke.
Yeah.
like, because you couldn't see where his hand was.
Right.
It was so... I don't know. It always disturbed me. I know. It's just,
it always disturbed me, too.
Just totally disturbed.
So that was number one on the wedding ick list. Number two on the wedding ick list kind of is in the same category. Mm-hmm. And it's all about, like, dirt. It's like, when you think about it, it's kind of dirty. What do you guys feel about, at your bridal shower, receiving lingerie and it being, like, a thing? Like, your mom buying you lingerie or, like, your grandma buying you special panties?
Yeah, my mom did. And I was like, I didn't expect it. I didn't know that that was a thing. So when I opened, like, my little gift from my mom and I pulled out, like, a little lace teddy, I was like, what is this? Take this back.
Yeah.
It was very uncomfortable. And then my mother-in-law got me, like, a little makeup bag that said same penis forever. Yeah. And I was very uncomfortable. And I was, like, opening this gift in front of, like, friends and family. And I was like, oh, yes, I do have your son's penis forever.
Mm. Isn't that, like, when you think about it, like, people.
I have no thought.
Like, wedding night is the night that you're supposed to, you know, get. First of all, I fucking didn't. I went home. I ate wedding cake with my hands. I made Rob take my extensions off. I said, fuck off. We'll both
went
to bed.
Wedding night?
Yeah.
Oh, I slept in my bra, and little Sam slept in the bed with me. And Paul was drunk downstairs by the bar. No. Like, there was no shenanigans happening that
Justin
night.
Justin was asleep. He was asleep before I even got back to the room.
What a joke. The wedding
I was still
night.
Taking the extensions out.
For hours.
Literally. Yeah. I ate wedding cake with my hands, like, with my full, and then I just, like, we're going to bed. Good night.
That's awesome.
I couldn't really go to sleep. I was just scrolling through Instagram, seeing all the amazing photos from the night out. But, like, yeah.
Going through the
buying laundry or receiving laundry from your bridal shower is, like, an ancient, it's, like, an old tradition. I didn't get any of that either.
But I was plus size, so who was buying me lingerie?
Where the hell are we getting that plus size lingerie from?
Can I say, though? 3 yards of lace current.
Can I say, though?
Throw this around your body.
I've used the lingerie that my mom got me, but, like, just as, like, a little nightgown because it's like a little teddy. Oh, so I like brought it on the honeymoon and I slept in it most nights.
Yeah,
but I didn't put it on for his enjoyment and pleasure. Like, that'd be weird.
Like, what would you like? You're younger, so you know what's good about this podcast? Like, different generations of females sitting here. You know what I mean? Like, we're literally every single generation.
Has a different generation.
Different like steps of life. I feel like all of us.
You know, phases.
So I feel like Gia. How old are you?
I'm turning 25 at the end of May.
So I feel like in the next 4 years or so, or like I feel like all your friends will be engaged and like starting that bullshit.
Oh yeah.
How would you feel if it was your bridal shower and you opened up like crotchless panties from your mother?
Honestly,
from Cat Cat.
I almost can see her doing that.
I was gonna say,
because she is a little bit nuts like me, but I feel, and she knows that it would make me feel so uncomfortable, mm-hmm. that she would love that gag of it.
Yeah.
She would love to make me feel uncomfortable. Like, she loves to say things, be weird. I'm like, I don't like, I don't
she
know,
wants
but
you
I
to feel like uncomfortable. She gets
kicked
out of it.
She loves it, but I feel like I would almost play like knowing me, I would probably like put it on over my clothes.
Wow. The day and just wear
because
it.
Because I'm just strange, you know what I mean? I'd be like, whatever, I guess
or
the end of the night, this is what it's about. But
you can wear it to the theater show murder mystery dinner wedding.
Yeah, I'm just gonna show it to my murder mystery theater show. It's actually when I die, it's just gonna be me in lingerie on the dance floor instead.
Murder on the dance floor.
But I see a lot of girls podcast. For their bachelorette parties. They'll, like, have their girls, like, bring lingerie sets. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, I would totally do that for my girls at the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Not in front of my great aunt Barbara.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Another wedding
I
day.
I don't know what
I
mean.
I actually thought about this ick myself, and I hate it. And this is going to be controversial, and I hear it all the time. I hear it every day. I still hear it today. Ready, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Today, I marry my best friend. Shut the fuck up. Because he, she, they, them, they're not your best friend, okay? They're your soulmate, the love of your life, not your fucking best friend. Me and my best friend Steph talk about this all the time. Like, when people say that, it just, no, you did, like, Steph, I didn't marry you. I married Rob. Like, Rob, I love him. We're very close. Fine. He ain't my best friend. Okay? So when people say that, it kind of cringed me. Leah, you're looking at me. I hope you did not say that about Justin, because I do apologize.
Well, I genuinely do feel like he's my best friend. So.
He's done.
I mean, he could be your best friend. Like, you guys are.
I have friend groups. I have close friends. But, like, the person that I want to tell everything to and talk to every day and, like, come home to every day, it's Justin. He's my best friend.
Okay.
My friends I could go weeks without talking to. I can't go a day without talking to Justin.
See, I could go a few days without talking to
him. Same. Like, can I just say something?
Just
in Leah's respect, in her defense, they're still new.
Yeah. She's not been with him for 20 years, where she's like, I need a break. Yeah. You need to go on vacation with your friends, and I need to, like, but you can definitely be, like, there's lots of girls that is their, that's their go-to.
I know it is, and I know I get a lot of comments from this. Some of my brides might be like, oh, fuck yourself, Cass, you're fine. Yeah, but, like, I don't know, like,
I think it's a valid opinion.
And I feel like it also depends on the origin story of the love.
I think there's certain things that you can't, discuss with your partner that you can with your friend.
You know, one of my other best friends, Lisa, say all the time, like, maybe our lives would be easier if we were lesbians, because, like, females just get it. Like, they're more emotional, they get it, you know? I don't know, like...
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I almost feel like if I were to take your two thoughts... It's like when you're romantically with someone, I feel like there are parts that no matter who they are, whatever, it's like... You don't want them to see that. Like, you know, I watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy these days. And so a lot of these couples, no matter, you know, whoever their couple is, whether they're best friends for a year, whether they're new, you know, regardless of the situation, they're like, I don't want to see you with my abdomen, like, with, you know, looking disgusting and, like, infected. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there are certain things that you want to keep from whatever your romantic partner is.
Be kept a little mysterious.
Yeah, and then, like, your best friend, you're like, oh, my God, I just lost my toes eaten by a rat on the street. You don't want to tell your romantic partner that, because how are you going to...
Maybe you are watching too much Grey's Anatomy.
So much. It's so bad. Babe, I would be late tonight. Anyway.
A rat ate my toe.
The point is somewhere in there, and if you listen and you might be able to find it.
This goes, okay, so this is another wedding day that actually this line made me think about this other line, because I'm at weddings like every other weekend. When it's usually the maid of honor or the matron of honor, but when they get up there and they start the speech. Wait.
I hate speeches.
Wait.
Sorry.
For those of you who don't know me.
Get out.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. That we know you. We're going to know you, or we're going to know, oh, yeah, that's the bride's sister, or that's the bride's best friend. I just, when they say that, I'm just like, automatically, and I love, like, I get very close to my couples, and usually the people, I like the speech part of it, because I like to hear, like, it's you know, if it's a good speech and it's funny, like, it's nice. And then, but once I hear that line, like, my brain automatically shuts off.
Can I ask you a professional question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you stand in the background, like, J-Lo with ear, and then feed them their lines?
No.
Why?
That'd be awesome.
I sit there, and I kind of just, like, stare at them. I'm just like, okay, what's going on?
Ask you, like, I need help with my speeches or anything like that?
I've had some people say, can you read over my speech, or can you give me some, like, pointers and stuff like that? Right. And what I always say is keep it short and sweet. If you want to throw an inside joke in or two, that's fine. But don't make it long. Back in the day,
speeches are horrible.
It wasn't even called a speech. It was a toast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was, Gia, I love you so much. I'm so happy that you found the love of your life. Right. Everybody, please raise a glass for the bride and groom.
Yeah.
Done. Now it's like, I remember.
It's like when they come up with the four pages of, I'm like, nope, I got to go.
I hate speeches.
Anyone else have to pee?
Polly Pockets with you in third grade on your mother's dirty rug in the basement, and we felt like, we're good, shut the fuck up.
So Justin and I, for our wedding, anyone who was supposed to give a speech, we were like, it has to be 2 minutes or less. Yeah. Like, that's it. And I told my parents, no speeches.
Yeah.
Nothing. Because we went to a wedding once where the entire affair was just speech after speech after, and I'm not exaggerating, like, no one got to dance or anything because everyone was just getting up there.
Yeah.
And it almost made other people feel obligated, like, oh, maybe I should go up and give a speech. So then there's other people who are just like, hi, my name is blah, 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 and I just wanted to come up here and say I love this couple. And then, like, on a whim, just, like, going on for, like, 5 minutes.
I mean, that's
We're here for a wedding, not a conference.
Yeah. It was horrible.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Like, let's get to dancing.
And I feel like a lot of people want to use that moment. They're like, oh, my gosh, maybe it'll be really funny enough. Someone will film it, and then, like, I'll be, like, that viral bridesmaid on TikTok.
It's a party. People are coming for the party.
I'm here to dance.
They're not coming
to drink.
For, like, I don't care what you have to say. 10-minute-long speeches. I'm sorry. No. Pass. I don't like it. I don't.
Corinne, do you have... I have a bunch more wedding day eggs, but I want to see if you guys have any other, like, any comments, or do you have, like, something that, like, pops into your mind?
My ick is the colors with the fucking groomsmen things. Like, why are you matching the colors to the dress? I'm not into that.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, prom. It's too prommy.
Like, the ties matching the dresses?
Like, who's using, like, cummerbunds and stuff like that anymore? Like, that stuff I just feel like is...
cummerbund.
Really?
I think it's just
I like a vest. Sharp. I think it's cool.
Is a cummerbund the thing that goes around your waist? Like, that's a little...
Yeah, but, like, if they have, like, where they're, like, oh... Like, they come and they're, like, oh, I want to match my groomsmen to...
But wait.
I just don't love it. I don't like the way it looks.
You don't like when the groomsmen wear all the same. I don't get what you're trying to say.
They wear all the same. So, like, pick something. Like, I don't know. Like, either they're going to wear gray or they're going to wear, like, I just don't like when they're matching with the bridesmaids. Like, if you're a bridesmaids, give me a color.
Like a lavender.
Lavender. And now you just made them all wear lavender. Cummerbunds and like, I'm just like, why? Yes. Do something like, I'm just like, it's so prommy.
Do they not typically do that?
Well, a lot of people do, but I don't love it. Like, I was like, I just wanted my guys to look sleek. They wore black and that with a white shirt, black tie. Like, that was it. I was like, done.
Yeah.
You know what's Justin, when he wore something about the dress whites, right? Like, oh, it's so handsome.
Yeah, but that's different. Military.
I know. Like, it's just so not like a fashion.
I love when a man is in all white for the wedding.
I think that's different. That's not like what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You're talking about like, well, the matching.
It's like, I'll tell you why we had to do that, because originally I didn't want him to wear all white, but then he really, really, really wanted to have the army blues for the wedding day, and like, he just wanted to incorporate the army somehow, and I was like, okay, I respect that. So then he gave me a couple options, and he said he can either do the normal army dress blues, which is like a bunch of different colors. It's like black with maroon, then navy blue, and then the yellow, the gold stripe. And I was like, absolutely not. This is too much. Like, it's too much in one uniform. I was like, if you're gonna do the uniform, it has to be all white and sleek, because I can't do all of these atrocious colors mixed together in one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I get it. Do you have a wedding day ick that comes to your mind, Leah? Or are you just like, shut the fuck up, Cass? Everybody's beautiful in different way.
I don't know. I feel like I'm more like a devil's advocate, because I get it why people want to do certain things, or why people think, you know. Everyone has their own traditions and like their own wedding day dreams. So I don't know.
And I'm just there to shit on all of it. So.
Well, I think you see it day to day more than I do. Yeah. So for me, it's like, I just talk to the brides when they're getting their dresses, but you see it every day, like at the wedding.
Yeah.
And so I haven't been to that many weddings yet that I have an ick when I arrive and I'm like, oh God, they're doing this, you know?
Yeah.
You know, of course I have a couple, because considering I'm having a murder mystery dinner theater show wedding, which I think is an ick in itself, but we'll glaze over that. I feel like there's a lot of things people do. I feel like this isn't like a decorative problem or a planning problem. This is just more of a an etiquette problem.
Yeah.
People, it's your wedding day. You're getting married. And now people are ambushing you. So when are we having kids? Are we trying for kids? When are kids happening next? Hold on. Like, why? What?
You're like hot off the presses at that point.
Yeah. It happens immediately. Yeah. It happens immediately.
Crazy.
Like, first off,
you don't need to know what's going on in my body.
Not even that.
Be going at it like a rabid animal. You know what I mean?
Right. It's icky for two reasons. Number one, like, people know that you guys are going to be banging. You guys are husband and wife. Like, okay, that's like whatever. Number two, what if like you can't have children and you already know that?
That's exactly what beats me up.
Yeah. And you said it happened, like, it happens to you all the time. Oh, my God,
immediately. It was, like, the day after. And we were like, what?
Yeah.
Like, and most people know us. Like, if you know us well, you know not to ask that question, because we are not looking for kids at all anytime soon.
In your travel era.
We are. But so the people who don't know us, and even on our honeymoon, we would meet people, and we were meeting other people who were also on their honeymoon. They're like, yeah, we're trying for a baby now. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But whatever. Like.
And it's also, like, you don't know people's past. You don't know their reproductive health status.
Right, exactly.
Or even if they want kids. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's not your business.
Yeah, just enjoy the wedding.
Get out of my vagine.
I have the opposite problem of that, because me and Paul had Gianna before we were married, and we didn't get married until 16 years later. So literally every family function was like, when are you guys getting married? When are you guys getting married?
Interesting.
You guys do everything backwards. You guys do everything opposite. God. You started with the baby, then you got the house. When are you getting married?
That would piss me off.
And we didn't get the house until Gianna was like 7 years old, 8 years old. So
interesting.
Yeah, and then we broke up for a minute in the middle. So then it was like, you know, we were just throwing people for loops all over the place.
what did you say to that? Like, were we like,
I was just like, yeah, I don't know. I really never had like a good answer for it. I was just like, I don't know. I'm like, you know, it's just a piece of paper. That's what I used to say.
What made you decide to just do it all of a sudden?
I had like a couple of like personal reasons. Like, I was waiting for certain things to happen in my life, like personally, professionally. But, you know, a big thing was the dress gave me anxiety. I didn't want to try on dresses. Everybody knows that's part of the story.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. We were like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. Like, we're just living our life.
like, we didn't have to be married like that. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, it was just a piece of paper. Like, I never really, I loved him, he loved me. That was it. Like, I didn't care about that stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I wasn't like, I need to have this big wedding to, like, profess my love to him. I just right. didn't care about it. It just wasn't, and then it just, I don't know.
And then you just wanted a big party to wear two
dresses.
Then
I was just like, yeah, screw it. Might as well just get a big party.
And I feel
party
like you already have the commitment of the century.
Yeah, once, I, get, you have once I got the shop and then other things, like I said, personally had happened in my life. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time.
Well, your wedding was beautiful and amazing. And you wore two dresses, which was fabulous.
Yeah, it was good. It's good.
Speaking of your wedding, I know me and you were talking last week about like, fashion fiascos and frenzies.
There's
the day
so many tacky
didn't
things.
You get your period on your wedding day?
I did. I did that morning. So I had, yeah, I remember I had like these gorgeous shoes that I had gotten, and I got so swollen that I couldn't even wear my shoes the day of my wedding. So that in turn, by the way, affected everything because then as I'm walking down the aisle, my hem was done to my shoe, which was like 2.5 inches maybe. And now I'm wearing ballerina flats. Thank God I brought them. I don't even know why I did. I just was like, oh,
imagine
just bring these cute.
You
yeah, I would have had no shoes. And yeah, I just, I kept tripping over the front of my dress going down the aisle, but.
That's a fiasco.
Whatever. I wore my granny panties and just called it a day. I remember my cousin, when we were switching, she was taking off my dress. And I was like, don't mind my underwear. I have my period. But like, these are not my perfect bridal underpants.
Yeah, your bridal panties. I, when brides get their period the day of the wedding, it's brutal. I actually had one bride that said she took a pill so that she didn't get it.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that.
Like,
do
yeah. Well, like, yeah. I had my period, but I did try, I skipped my pill.
Yeah.
So I skipped a month because I was really trying to line it up with the honeymoon. Because if I had my period on my honeymoon, I was going to be absolutely livid. And so I had to skip a couple months. I think I skipped 3 months with the pill.
So interesting.
But then you get breakthrough bleeding. And of course, with all the stress of the wedding day, I had a lot of breakthrough bleeding that day. And I remember getting my makeup done and I was like, my white pajamas are going to be red soon. So, and then every time I tried to go to the bathroom to change my tampon,
how did you do that?
Everyone was like banging on the door like, oh my God, are you like, we need you to do this. We need you to do that. I'm like, can I put a tampon in my vagina, please? Because I, like, I need 2 seconds.
How do you do that with the dress? Did you just take it off?
Yeah, well, every time I changed dresses too, but every time I had to go to the bathroom, like I took the dress completely off.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was fully naked.
Yeah, well, I guess when you have like a mermaid.
I didn't even have underwear on. I just, I had a tampon in and that was it. Yeah. I was going rogue.
Wow, you were freeballing.
I was.
Yeah, your string was just
well, because I was like, it's breakthrough bleeding, so it could just be like, I don't know. It could be a couple spots here, but it was it ended up being really heavy. But
oh my gosh.
Whatever. I had a tampon in.
Wow.
So what? I had a couple layers to my dress.
Yeah. I've had some brides actually got their period. I've had bridesmaids bleed through their dresses on wedding day, and they would have to take it off. I would put a pair of gloves on and just scrub that shit right out. Like, you have to do what you have to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, other fashion fiascos and frenzies. Corinne, I know you had a list of some things that you were looking at the other day.
Yeah, I have, like, a few things that I'm, like, I'm always, like, this is so tacky. Like, why are you...
Yeah.
Like, doing this. Mm-hmm. The bra thing is a big issue on the day of the wedding. I'm like, if you have any kind of illusion and your bra is showing, like, I don't want to hear it. It's your wedding day. You shouldn't be wearing a full bra.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're worse.
So, yeah, there's nothing worse than your bra strap showing. And again, like, you should not be wearing a regular bra that you wear every day on the day of your wedding. I don't care what anybody says.
Right.
Go get one, especially me, that's not showing. If you have to wear a bra, like, I get it. Girls have all different sizes. Mm-hmm. But there's so many, but like, things at our fingertips right now that you should be able to.
And that should be like ironed out during the alteration process. Like, you have to go in with a game plan. Like, the day of your wedding, you just can't be like, you know, I'm just gonna wear a strapless bra. I'm just gonna wear this kind of bra instead. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah. We are very honest with people when they come in. Mm-hmm. You cannot wear a regular bra. Because girls will be like, I wanna wear a bra. You cannot.
No.
You cannot wear a regular bra on your wedding day. These are not dresses that you grabbed from Torrid.
And why would you
like, this
want
is a wedding,
a
designer dress.
Yeah.
Because it's comfort. It's they feel like they're not going to be, like, in their, like, they're not going to be, like, secure. Right. So I need to wear a bra. But you can't. These, you know, you just can't.
Right.
Like, you gotta let it go.
Especially
man.
If you have big-ass yitties, you just, you want to get those. I understand. Like, you just want to wear, like, your emotional support bra, but... Sorry. You're wearing a couture wedding gown that cost over $2,000 that came from Italy. Like, you ain't wearing your danky-ass Target bra from 2010.
Take those
Honestly, Target has great bras.
Yeah.
They're really comfortable.
I don't really wear
that's
a
my comfort
bra.
Bra.
I don't wear it. I can't,
but it's
I can't
hard.
Fit into Target bras.
They're I'm like, so disorganized, that but that's a side
yeah.
note.
Yeah. All right, Gia, you and your Target tits. Anyway.
The thong is another one.
Oh.
Not yeah. a,
have
not
you
a
ever
look
seen
it.
That? No, it's like.
Well, so you have illusion cutouts on the side of your dress.
Yeah.
And then we see your underwear line. Right. Like, seriously?
Yeah. Like, okay, what? Maddie, this isn't fucking
yeah,
euphoria.
I don't know. At that point, you got to go with nothing then.
I
or
was butt-ass naked on my wedding day. I had those cutouts on the side, yeah. and I couldn't wear anything.
Yeah, you can't. Like, it's tacky.
Butt-ass naked on my wedding
it?
Day, too. I had a bride, and love this bride. Again, not going to say her name. She got dressed. Beautiful. She was a gorgeous, gorgeous girl. She was beautiful. Her mom was, like, the funniest, like, old-school Italian mother. She comes in. The photographers are outside. She's like, Cassidy, I just got a dress. You got to get in there. You could see her fucking G-string. She was so annoyed. I walk in, and you could. You could see her stark white G-string. And the thing is, her dress was, like, painted on her. And, like, the time was ticking. We had to go to the church. So I was like, I got to cut you out of this. You got scissors? I had to cut her out of her G-string. In her wedding dress, and it was fine. It worked out, and we like whipped it off of her. She got a little burn right there, but you can't like just go. You might have to just go commando on your wedding day. I went commando. I had no bra on. I had no underwear on. I didn't have to. Tatiana did a great job.
I had no bra.
The yits were
well,
yitting that day.
My cousin taped me.
Oh yeah, Jessica's good at taping those titties.
She's just a magician.
So then, genuine question: you have those cutouts on the side, but you're like, oh my gosh, I have to wear shapewear.
You can't.
No.
You can't.
And, yeah. And like you,
right?
That's something we point
should not
out
have
to brides.
A dress with cutouts on.
Yeah, yeah.
Bottom line,
we have to point that out to brides too. Like if they're looking at a dress that has the cutouts, like I have to let them know you can't do shapewear with this.
Yeah.
Like it is what it is. So if you don't like the way your body looks now, then this is not your dress.
Yeah. And you need to be honest with yourself too. Like when there's dresses that you're like, I love this, but I need to wear the shapewear, like you said, and you can't do it. Like you need to come to terms with the fact that, okay, this isn't my dress.
Right.
Like you need to keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Because if you're like, there's girls that come in here and they're like, I have to wear Spanx. And I'm like, all right, I get it. But you got to get a dress that you're able to wear Spanx.
I'm cranky today. Can you guys tell? Is my aura off?
No.
Tell Aunt Flo she's not welcome on this podcast.
I feel like my aura is way off today.
Auntie Flo is not invited to the
podcast. I feel
podcast,
like the aura is not
but yours.
I'm usually like, but like today I'm just like.
We should go get our auras red.
Oh.
Like on those little hand pads. Anyways.
Oh my God.
We should have a crystal bitch come in. And
yeah, I
want to
do that actually.
On the podcast.
Yeah, let's do that.
And like read our
Yeah, let's do that. That's fascinating. Who would want to see that out there in
Let us
podcast
know.
Land?
Well, everybody cringes.
They're probably like, what
us?
Do I want to hear your stupid reading for?
They're like, get me mine.
Exactly. I have a fashion fiasco that I want to talk about. And actually, one of my best friends, Amory, got married, like, I don't know, like 9 years ago, and I was at her wedding party, and she really wanted to wear a black wedding dress. And I gave her so much shit for it. I was like, and people are going to be like, no, like, everyone can
yeah,
wear whatever
let her
she
wants, wear what
but
she wants
I,
to wear.
What's the beef with the black
We're
dress?
We're coming at you.
I didn't want her to wear a black wedding dress on her wedding day.
Is she actually
like,
a virgin? Is that why?
No.
I doubt it.
No, and like, she's, you know, I love Amory to death, and she used to like, she's like, wearing this, I'm wearing that, and she would send me, but keep in mind, this was like 9 years ago, and that was, I think that was like unheard of back then. Wearing any kind of color in your wedding dress. And she,
I mean,
really
it wasn't
was hard
the, well,
on her
that's not true
it.
Because they used to have, years ago, like, adding pops of red. Like a red sash. You had a red in your veil. You had red lace. Like, I never understood the red. I've always hated it. I'm not a fan. I'm sorry. If you had a red something, pop of something on your dress, I do apologize. I just think it's
I don't
so
apologize.
Tacky.
Do you remember?
I don't like the red. The scarlet, do that. That's beautiful.
It's a fully red dress.
But I'm not into the red lace on the white.
Do
I don't
you
like
remember
it.
The show on TLC? And I think I talked about this last time. The show on TLC, Three Weddings. What's that show
Four
on TLC?
Weddings?
Oh, four.
No, three. Was it Four Weddings?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Four Weddings. Yeah,
Four Weddings,
and they all went to each other's weddings.
And it was back in
I do remember
that. And it was back
was
in like
show,
the 2000s,
yeah.
where, like,
yes.
that was,
yeah.
where it was a wedding, like, a white dress with, like, any color fucking, like, they would do a canary yellow, and it would
oh,
match
weird
the bridesmaids.
Yes. By the way, if you want us to come to your wedding and just totally judge you, we'll do it.
We would love that.
And then
we'll give you a scorecard after.
If you want the Kirby Godmothers and Friends to come to your wedding, let us know.
CGM and Friends.
We will vlog it.
Could you imagine?
When I was on Say Yes to the Dress, they wanted to come film my wedding, and Rob said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Why would he say no?
And he said, he's like, it's not a spectacle. And my mom was even like, no, you're not doing it too
much. It is a spectacle.
I'm like, it's showtime, baby. I'm like, come on down.
I know, but that's like, so you.
It's so me, but it's not.
It's not Rob.
Rob is the complete, my mom, and my mom too. So when I was on Say Yes to the Dress, I brought, speaking of TLC, speaking of me, so when I was on TLC, I brought my mom, my grandma, and my sister Caitlin. So my maid of honor, grandma, because I thought to myself, everybody loves old people, and they did. They loved it. And then my mom hates my mom. Like you would have never thought I came out of her vagina. Hates any kind of attention. When the show came on, we were watching at my house. We were like a viewing party. I looked over, and my mom was like holding my dad's hand, shaking.
Aww.
And I was like, oh my God, mom. I'm like, are you okay? Meanwhile, I'm like ready. I'm like, I'm sitting there.
You're like, where's my Oscar?
I'm like, if you want me to sign autographs to like my little sisters. She freaked the fuck out about it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It was crazy. But yeah, they wanted to come film my wedding. And I, you know, Rob was like really adamant about not doing it. I'm like, but it wouldn't be the whole time. And like, we would get footage of our wedding. He's like, no. He's like, this isn't spectacle, Cassidy. And my mom's like, it's a sacrament. You get married in a church. I'm like, oh.
As long as your areolas.
Anyway, as long as it's our, yeah. Anyway, so fuck those red wedding dresses. In conclusion, comments on Instagram, Corinne.
Yeah, speaking of putting your tits away.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're so areolas, good this week. They're so good this week, the comments.
Your tit tat really good. Made the gram.
They can't stop talking about my boobs.
Yeah.
Which means I must be doing something right because they love fabulous.
Before we get into this, Corinne, tell us about the tattoo on your titties.
Oh, it's a moon. I got it. It was my first tattoo.
How old were you?
I don't know, 19 maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it like right after.
There really isn't a story. I don't even remember the girl's name that I went with. She was my manager at one of the stores that I worked with. And I was like, yeah, I want to get a tattoo. And I was young. I was like, I think I was like 18.
Yeah.
It was like right after my birthday.
Right on your gits?
And I was just like, I want to get a tattoo. And I remember the guy, when he was tattooing my boob, he was like, you have really nice breasts. And he was like, your skin is perfect for tattooing. And I was like,
That would have been on a News 12 story. Erin Colton. That would have been on News 12. Oh my God.
Yeah, how'd you decide on the breast placement?
Yeah.
You know what? I was young, and I was just like, this seems like a really good spot. And I was kind of like, no, I don't regret it. Like, I got it. Like, so yeah. It's, yeah, I don't regret it.
Well, you were wearing...
I picked it up off the wall. I wanted a moon and I saw it and I was like, oh, that's really cool. But I have to say, some people sometimes think it's a C, so I don't know.
Let me see. Can I see it?
Yeah, show the class.
Show the class. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Oh, it's like a little... Wait, go down a little...
It's a moon and it has a cloud and the cloud goes through it like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Right? I think it's cute.
It's cute. I have three.
Do you? Oh, wait, yeah. I have on your wrist.
The moon, the butterfly, but nobody says that because nobody sees those.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
And what, my butterfly? Yeah, it's on my back. It's under my shirt.
I see it. Oh, I guess I have. When I'm zipping you up. Tattoo.
Grasshopper is the butterfly, again, like I was just like, I wanted a butterfly. Like, that's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Very cliche.
Yeah,
girly.
Me and my butterflies too.
Yeah, young. And then the grasshopper one was just my dad's nickname for me when I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I just got that.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, and a lot of the dresses you put on and we put on Instagram.
It draws attention to my mom.
Whenever it's a sweetheart or a plunge, they come for it.
So what was the comment that someone said something about Corinne's tit-tat?
Short and sweet. So this one we were like, choose my ball gown or whatever it was. Three, it covers your tit tattoo the best, period.
I love how she said tit tattoo, though.
Your tit tat. You know, which brings us to a good topic I think that we should talk about. I feel like girls get a lot of shit that they have to cover up their tattoos on their wedding day. I see a lot of Instagram reels about, like, watch me cover up, get my tattoos covered up for my wedding day. Like, you, like, full-on sleeves, too, like, which is not, if you're a female and you, or anybody, you decide to get a sleeve, a tattoo, you didn't just wake up one morning, like, I'm going to get this on my entire arm. You thought about that. That is a work of art. Mm-hmm. You paid a lot of money for that. A
lot of money.
It is a part of you. Why are you going to get it covered up? And why are people so quickly to be like, oh, you need to cover that up. You're the bride. And when a man has tattoos, they don't say that about them.
Yeah, because it's just covered up anyways.
So that just happened because Paris Jackson... You know, Michael Jackson's daughter covered all her tattoos for one of the awards. I don't know if it was for the Grammys.
Yeah, she was doing it with like Cover FX and she covered all of them.
But she did it on her own. Like, if that's what you want to do and you're looking for like a different look and you want to cover your tattoos, great. Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't be doing it because someone's telling you.
Right.
Why are you not covering your tattoos? That's tacky. Because at the end of the day, like, you're obviously, your body is
the work right. part that you're...
They're, like, your accessories. Weird. It's adding to the look of the day. You know what I mean? That's who you are. If you have a problem with someone having their tattoos out on the wedding, maybe you don't like them.
Well, I always try to tell my brides, like, when you are getting married, you want to feel... like you still on your wedding day. You're not trying to be someone else or, you know, try to pick a dress that's totally not you. So I feel like if you are trying to cover up your tattoos, then that means that you are trying to not be who you are. And that goes against, I think, everything I believe in when it comes to your wedding day.
Have you ever had a bride come in say, I want to try to find a dress that covers up my tattoos or that shows off my tattoos?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've had both. Yeah. So, I mean, there are some brides who are okay with being completely modest and, like, say they have tattoos that are on, like, their arms, they want a full sleeve dress anyway. But then there are some brides who come in and they're like, my mom really doesn't want to see these tattoos on my body, and I'm like, literally fuck her.
Tell her to fucking go. Tell her to take a picture knife.
Well, sometimes it's almost hard because, like we were talking about earlier, the dress with kind of those cutouts on the side. I had a girl, she had like her whole like side and ribs done. She was like, oh my gosh, my tattoo's showing. And I was like, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing?
Well, some of them are like, my family doesn't even know I have these tattoos and I don't want them to know.
If she don't want them to know.
Which goes with also just not getting a dress that has sheer sides then, because there's plenty, or lining your dress. But.
So speaking of like comments, so it was that Tic Tac comment, and then I know we've gotten, Gia collected a bunch of comments that we've also gotten on some of the recent dress posts that we've made, right?
Oh man.
Which seem to be like, people like come at us with those dress posts. Yeah. Like they really do.
There's a couple very passionately. Comments that I like really want to talk about.
This one, do not, move on. Do not like side boob for wedding. Please save that look for clubs. Respect for parents and new in-laws. And then someone wrote back to that. That's what I thought at first. And then I read the caption and watched again. It's clipped to make the back tight so the bride-to-be can see what it would look like in her size. The front won't look like the mess it does here.
The thing is, well, is that, like, obviously the first woman that wrote on that, I remember that comment, she did not read the caption or understand anything. She just saw it was Gia clipped in a dress, and she just saw the clip, and she was just like,
all about, you know, context, whatever. Baby.
Obviously, our boobs were going to be hanging out. The dress was clipped that way on purpose. Yeah. Like, to show you the back of the dress. Like, and it was, like, eight sizes too big.
I feel like even... I feel like if I showed up down my aisle and I was fully covered, I feel like my mom would be disappointed. She'd be like, why aren't you showing off?
I mean, show off your assets. Like,
you mean if you show off, show up to the musical theater dinner?
Yeah, if I show up wearing, you know...
a little too modest.
Hilton, they'd be confused. They'd be like, why aren't we showing off how hot you are? You know, that's what I would want my child to do.
You gotta do you.
Show them how beautiful you are.
We're good. Another. Oh, this is Kim. Kim's back. Kim961. My personal opinion would be put the girls away, add sleeves as to not accentuate certain areas, and hide the tattoo as it seems to take away the beauty of the dress.
Wait, another was this bitch. Me again?
Yeah, this is you again.
Wow.
People rip you apart.
This last one I did get a couple.
It never used to be like this. Like
it's Facebook.
It's Facebook.
Now,
it's it's that old generation of Facebook generation. People that have nothing to do. Their husbands are retired and they're probably sitting in the other room, like playing on their phones.
It used to be like
we've always gotten some. Like the one time the guy's like, you're gonna die by the time you're 50, and I was like, all right, dude, whatever. But we've always gotten little ones. Like now it's because it's getting more with the reels going straight to Facebook. It's bringing in an older generation, and then I don't really care though. Like, let them say what they will. Be jealous. Bitch. I'm hotter.
Honestly, I should start looking at comments. BDE. The other ones that come up on my Facebook, like the reels there, because I get a lot of these skinny broads on there, and I'm like, you know what? I'd like to take a look at their comments.
Yeah.
Because we even got one on a video of Leah, and it basically said, oh, the top fits her boobs well. Like, it doesn't look sleazy or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was like, so it looks sleazy when you have actual boobs?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're just... You gotta... Yeah.
Oh, this...
It's just... They're so absurd.
Yeah.
Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, maybe I should just tape my boobs so I don't have any.
You know what? If you're one of these twats, why don't you shoot us a DM and come on to the podcast? We'd love to chat with you. This is my...
Favorite?
Wait, this one's...
It's your favorite. Don't lie. It's literally your favorite.
Shout out to CLL.55.mank.
I was going to block out these usernames so that Cassidy could not say that.
Oh, don't block them out. Bring it on. She ate the husband and all the guests.
And my response.
And Colin wrote back, and it was a feast fit for a queen. Thank you for your comment. What a stupid bitch.
Translated from Italian.
Listen, what they're saying is so, to me, I'm just like sitting back. I like laugh my ass off. Yeah. It's just so funny. And I'm like, that's actually, that was funny. Like, what am I going to do? Sit there and cry? These people are nobody.
I know.
They don't know who I don't know. I don't know you. You don't know me. Like, it's just crazy. You put yourself on display. This is what happens.
Yeah. You're going to get, you'll get both. You'll get some, you know, you'll get some people say that.
Which brings up, though, the thing that we were talking about before, because we were talking about the comment about with Leah's dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the thing is that when we post, like, they're not going to say things like that to Leah or Gia when we post them, because you guys are thinner, you're beautiful girls, blah, blah, blah. But we are plus size, like full-on plus size girls. And these people are, they don't like fat people. I don't care.
Yeah.
They don't, I'm saying it. They don't like it.
Say with your chest, Corinne. Us
in a bad way.
Say with that moon tit.
They're going to be like, oh my God, you look like you have the cutout. Oh my God, she looks so beautiful. Yeah. And you do. You look gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
They're not going to come at you for anything like that. Because they're going to say, she's a beautiful girl. Look at the wedding dress. If I put that cutout thing, they're going to be like, oh my God, how fat belly is sticking out the bottom. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, God, I can see her. I can see a roll. Put it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Well,
it's like a whole bakery over here.
Go fuck yourself.
I got your bakery for you.
None of them. Cover your arms. Maybe a caftan would be best. A caftan.
Maybe I could go home. I have a brand new comforter, like a down comforter at home. I could take it out of the box and just like makeshift myself a wedding dress.
Well, that's like with some of the satin dresses, the jacquard dresses. They go comforter like, couture.
And it's that time of the day, our thick and tired. Gia, we're going to start with you. What are you thick on and what are you tired on this week?
So, you know what? I'm going to start with my tired, truthfully. You may remember, I don't know if it was last episode or two episodes prior to this, I did say I was thick on press-on nails. I'm officially tired of them. It's been like a week or so, barely a week. My thumb cracked off. My other thumb almost cracked off. I'm too violent for press-on nails.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
Heck yeah. They look good, but
look good. Yeah.
I'm just so tacked. I'm a lumberjack, you know what I mean? I can't.
Yeah.
I can't be dainty.
You're the prettiest lumberjack I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
What am I thick on? You know, recently it's random, but it just came with my lumberjack thought. Man buns. I don't care. I love a man bun. I'm currently thick on them. I've been dreaming of man bun men.
Wow.
Just recently. I love a man bun.
Justin hates man bun men.
Because he's an Aussie man.
Was he a pole then?
Wait, that's true.
Because they're hog
Wait,
men.
He doesn't really. No, he doesn't
Pole
have like
has a man bun. Dude.
But it's not like an aggressive like man bun.
No, it's little. He's, I mean, how much hair? He doesn't have all.
Yeah, I love a man bun. Like, a man you'd see like on Naked and Afraid.
You just took my thick on, which is really weird that you said that.
What? I didn't want to say that.
And you didn't know because we didn't talk about
me
this.
Me and Rob, I swear on everything. Every Sunday, we'll be at my parents' house, and I'll be like, can't wait for Naked and Afraid. And he'll be like, yeah, I can't wait for Naked and Afraid either. And it's so funny because here I am in my house, laying in bed with my cozy pajamas on, eating, like, pretzel crisps and hummus, drinking on my Diet Coke.
Yum.
And this woman who, like, is menstruating in the African safari jungle with a lion next to her, be like,
Sounds
I have
like
to tap
right
out.
Now.
I'm scared. I'm like, I'm usually, like, I turn to Rob. I'm like, this fucking pussy. I'm like, I can't even. And Rob's like, yeah. And, like, meanwhile, like, we would last even two seconds. Can you imagine me on that show?
Oh, my God.
No.
Guys, no. Let's go on Naked and Afraid.
I wouldn't even get on the plane to go to the show.
I can't imagine
it.
You on that show. You'd be fucking chaotic.
Yes.
Naked and Afraid of Love. They have a dating show. No, they actually have it. It's real.
Let's go on it.
But that's
I'll go on it.
That's my thick on. I am so thick on Naked and Afraid. I am so thick on it. It's a fantastic show. These people are out of their goddamn minds, and it's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Justin had a patient once who was watching that in the hospital bed, and he goes, why they gotta be naked? Why can't they just be afraid? And that's just like our thing all the time now. Why do they have to be naked?
I mean, I guess because they're like this
we
one.
We can't go on that show anyway.
Why?
Because we're plus size.
Okay, no,
they'd be talking about my tit tattoo even more. Could you imagine?
They would just blur out the areolas. Not the tit tat.
It would just be
so much.
Wait, I can't laugh. I'm gonna ink. It's just gonna be like, it's just gonna be like the moon. That's all it's gonna be. But that shit, I like honestly, like it's just so the whole it's like a two like it starts at 8 o'clock. It's a 2-hour episode and like it's just unbelievable.
Maybe you have to watch this.
No, yeah, it's so amazing. Like, and I just found out my mom, who, like, you would never think this, but her, like, it's not even a guilty pleasure. It's just, like, a surprise thing. Like, my mom loves The Deadliest Catch.
Paul watches The Deadliest Catch. We watch it all the time.
I just like, Mom, why do you like this? She's like, I don't know, it's just fascinating to me. Like,
that's Paul. It's unbelievable. I don't get it.
These motherfuckers are.
It is fascinating. I don't know. But I don't watch that religiously, but if it's on, I'm like, wow.
Paul watches it all the time. No, and now we're on somewhere. There's someplace else on some random boat, like in Holland. I don't know what is going on.
I don't know.
Anymore.
But anyway, all
it's
right.
It's like a spinoff of it.
Back to the segment. So I am thick on Naked and Afraid. Everyone's got to get on. It's on the Discovery Channel starting at 8 p.m. Standard Eastern Time on Sundays. Thank you. Thank you so much. Call me for any promos. Okay.
Plug.
I am tired of my, I'm tired of my period. I feel like all our listeners are females. I don't care. It's awful. I bleed so heavily. I came into here today and I'm like, Corinne, I just bled through my pants like a 15-year-old girl. If I could, I would breed sheep in the backyard, shave them, and shove their full coats of fur up me because I bleed that heavy. Anyway, so Leah, what are you thinking tired about?
You need an orange box.
No, I'm not using the cardboard tampons.
I don't care what you say. They work the best.
You should try a Diva cup.
I need a Diva.
She won't even use the cardboard. She's going to use a cup.
I need a Diva basin. Leah, I bleed. Like, it's very abnormal how much I bleed. Like, I have to, like, right now, I feel like I'm going to, and if I laugh or sneeze or do any sudden movements, like, you know what I mean?
The cups are huge.
No, I know. No, it doesn't matter.
Me and her had this conversation. I need, like, she was totally icked out when I told her about it.
No, it would have to be a.
I love it. I change it. Once every 12 hours.
I would have to. Yeah. No, I would have to. Been using it would be messy years. As shit. Like, I. Anyway. Maybe. Whatever. We'll talk about it. Leah, thick and tired.
Well, I guess I'm thick on my little Chobani Completes.
Oh.
It's a nice little breakfast for me. 20 grams protein, you know.
Okay.
When I'm on the go, which I have been lately.
Okay.
Simple, but it's what I'm thick on. And then. I'm tired of, well, is life a ballet dancer?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Every day, yeah. Like,
it's just so overwhelming lately. But, no, if I'm going to give a real tired, I guess cleaning out litter boxes every fucking day, it's fucking tiring. I'm over it. Yeah. But I love my cat, so I'll do anything for them.
Yeah, I feel the same way about wiping Scarlett's ass, but you got to do what you got to do, you know?
They're your babies. Like, what are you going to do?
I can't tell the bitch to do it herself. All right, yeah. Corinne, sick and tired.
I'm thick on my boobs because everyone seems to be talking about them this week. So if they're drawing attention to them, they must be fabulous. So I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. And then, when was my tired?
You should start an OnlyFans.
Overpromising. That's what I was just going to say.
What?
Sorry.
If my boobs are that good, then maybe I should really think about an OnlyFans.
Seriously, everyone's talking about them.
Yeah.
You might as well make some extra money on it.
I could use it.
And I feel like those strange men in the comments, are you married? Are you looking for a husband?
Someone does that?
No, but like, you know, like every so often they come in or the weird
I'm like, where are they?
You guys excited, mother of God.
Well, they come in sometimes.
I was like, hold on a second, are they
Yeah, because I feel like that's your audience.
Okay.
It could be. I feel like, yeah, that probably would be. I mean, I think I could get an audience, I think, on OnlyFans.
What are you tied on, ho?
Over-promising and under-delivering. I'm over it this week. I'm done with it.
Okay. Is that that? Is it a wrap, period?
I don't know.
Mic drop?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, mic drop.
You're thinking about it?
Stop saying things that you can do and then you cannot do. I have a big thing with this. Just be honest and say, I'm not really sure. I don't know. I can't do this. It's easy. They're fucking words that come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Just say it. I'm not sure. And then leave it at that and then someone will help you.
Say it with your tit-tat.
Yeah, say it with your tit-tat.
Yep.
Yell it from, I don't care. Like, I just feel like I'm not that person that's ever going to say to anybody, like, this is a fault or you're at fault. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to fault anyone for saying I'm not sure. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And I just feel like it's this week is like never ending, man.
Yeah.
It's just never ending. I don't know. This is just the world, though.
All right. Well,
what are you going to do, man?
Yeah. Wow. Sorry about that.
Shit happens.
Seems like you're having
way
a bad week.
Wait,
one day on a happy note. Happy joy.
I'm like a goddamn rubber ball.
You are like a fucking rubber ball. You really are. I got to say.
That's why your skin's so nice.
I'm very, what's that word? What's the word?
Resilient.
Thank you.
Resilient. Yeah.
They say that's the number one trait you need to have to survive a plane crash, and that's my tip of the day.
Yeah,
I can tell you for a fact I wouldn't survive that.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
I would not be. I would be done.
I think I would have a heart attack on the way down and die there.
I wouldn't
even make it to the ground.
If I did make it to the ground, I'm just going to take a stick and...
All right, this is taking a real fucking dark turn, everybody. Let's end this on a fucking happy note, okay? Jesus Christ.
She's going to talk about plane crashes.
I mean, holy shit. All right, everybody?
Well, on that note, ladies.
Well, thanks, everybody. We hope you all have a really beautiful week. Thank you so much for listening. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, everybody, this week. It was a little weird. I mean, I won't be menstruating next week, so I'll be back to my chipper chicken self.
I probably will be.
Yeah, somebody will be, because we're all females.
One of four of us.
One of four. That's a wrap. Again, we want to hear from you, so please DM us. Send us an email.
Give us your icks.
Give us your wedding icks, but most importantly, please let us know what you were thick on and what you were tired on in your life, or anything that you're going through that you want us to chat about. We would love to hear from you. And that's a wrap. And until next time, we will
see you next Tuesday.
Let's get it.